natin si Ginoong Alwin Realmillo. Congrats sa launching ng Philippine Art Project dito sa Art Gallery of New South Wales. Magandang araw sa iyo.
Magandang araw, Annalie. No? Naririnig niyo siguro yung ingay, no? Kasi kanina pa natapos siya ng mga around 1:30 yata. Pero ang lakas ng energy kanina. So, I think it was a very successful launch. Tingin ko na-demonstrate din talaga organically yung bayanihan eh. Kasi yung bawa, yung preparation nito, makikita mo yung energy ng mga tao. Like, dun sa mga nag-perform ng sayaw at saka nung music, yung sabi sa akin ng community engagement team ng Art Gallery of New South Wales, mga 20 lang yata yung kanilang nakalista na mga performers from one dance group. Pero dumating mga 45. So ibig sabihin, nag-spread yung word, tapos ang lakas ng support ng community natin. And yung isang comment na narinig ko, almost ang daming representation ng iba-ibang mga community groups from the Philippines, no? Yung mga Filipino-Australians dito. We also had the presence of yung dalawang beauty queens natin.
Philippines, Australia.
And then dito, you know, everybody's here. Yung mga partner organizations ng Bayanihan Philippines Art Project, no? Mossman Gallery, Blacktown Art Center, Campbelltown Art Center, Peacock Gallery, and Auburn. And of course, yung host natin for today, yung Art Gallery of New South Wales. So, major yan. And we have the presence of Ana Labrador, the Deputy Director ng National Museum. And from what I heard, they'll be bringing major, very important cultural treasures from the Philippines, no? Hindi ko lang alam kung confirm, pero I've heard pati may mga sculptures, yung maliliit na sculptures ni Jose Rizal will actually be included in the exhibition next June. So, yeah.
Nakita namin, hindi lang Filipino community yung mga nandito, marami din mga Australians na curious sila, lalo nung binuhat na yung hopping...
It's an iteration, no? It's a version of the Bayanihan Hopping Spirit House from anyan, from 2 years ago. So version yan, kasi naging ano, may challenges yung pagdala ng bahay dito. Ang original plan was to carry the house from Parliament Building down the domain hanggang papunta rito. Pero may mga challenges sa logistics, so we scaled down the launch, no? And ang version namin, it's actually a roof structure. So yung original house kasi, it's a frame of a house, wala talagang bubong. Pero this time, we made a roof structure, very lightweight, pero it's also like wing-like, you know? So ang material niya is actually made of pinya fiber, pinya cloth, and husi. So it's a very aesthetic, embroidered siya. Tapos we decorated the roof structure with chimes. No, yung chimes niyan were made last Wednesday by students from Plumpton High School. No, where we did a workshop with them. So we explained and introduced the concept of Bayanihan to students, and maybe a third of the students there had Filipino background, cultural background, so they can relate to the project. And you know, I'm quite pleased, no, kasi dumating sila. And then before we started the procession, parang fiesta sa atin na nagpe-prepare, so lahat busy nagsasabit. And then nung nag-start na, we lifted the house with poles, and then nagkaroon ng slow procession going to the pre-20th century classical art paintings, artworks dito sa isang wing ng gallery. So it was a very solemn, pero maririnig mo yung chimes habang gumagalaw. And then we stop at one of the archways, and then ginamit ito parang you know, welcoming arch. So mga tao had the chance to go under the roof and makikita mo yung mga objects, and you know.
And I think the size fit the hallway of the gallery.
Yes.
Mas okay siya kaysa yun sa original.
Yun na yung kasi nga we needed to scale it down. So the object that we develop is specifically to meet the access specifications. So it was really designed for the interior space of the gallery. And yung color niya, kasi it's a barong material, no? Actually blended with the interior space of the architecture of the art gallery. Makikita mo yung resonance. So kasi makikita mo, monochromatic, medyo pale white yung color ng ceiling. Yun din ang color ng barong. And with the embroidery, makikita mo yung relief ng ceiling actually blends very well. So I think people kind of sense that resonance. And then so, naging maganda siyang spectacle. It's a great way, you know. The barong is a very formal attire. Pero meron din siyang element ng doon sa roof, no? Parang element ng playfulness. Kasi we all...
Gumagalaw
siya, tumutunog siya. Tapos yung mga colored elements doon are actually made from fishing floaters, no? Ginagamit sa fishnets. And because we are moving like a bayanihan, so movement yan, yung floaters resonated kasi the floaters were made of rubber material made na ginamit or probably an offcut from flip-flops, from chinelas. So ibig sabihin, conceptually, naglalakad ka eh. Gumagalaw yung ano. So ganun din yung, pero at the same time, floater siya. So parang lumulutang din yung structure, no? It's very lightweight. So, yeah.
Alwin, ito ay isang malaking event para sa araw na ito, pero hindi nagtatapos dito dahil ngayon pa lang ang simula.
Ngayon pa lang yung pag-i-introduce ng ating program for next year. Magsisimula yan doon sa, I think it will be time for June 12, no? Yung Philippine show with a collection of contemporary and classical artworks from the collection of the National Museum of the Philippines. So first major showing yan outside of the country. First major focus ng Australian community, no, with the art and culture of the Philippines. Ang title niya is Passion or Passion and Procession. So I think it's a very good, it's a great title kasi it reflects our heritage, pero yung procession also reflects yung forward movement yan eh. So active yan na gumagalaw tayo, hindi siya passive. So parang yung demonstration kanina nung, it was a demonstration of culture, yung procession kanina. And we hope to replicate that with the exhibition next year sa June. And then this would be followed by exhibition of contemporary works by different artists, different media, sa Mossman Gallery, merong sa Peacock Gallery sa Auburn, and then we have Campbelltown Arts Center, and then it will, I think, culminate in a big exhibition sa Blacktown Arts Center. So maraming mangyayari next year, and I think our community should support this, lahat nung, especially yung mga nasa New South Wales, but you know, yung mga bibisita from other states, you know, it invite everyone, you know, and I think it's a great opportunity to celebrate Filipino culture in a very positive light, you know.
Last na lang ito, Alwin, anong ibig sabihin ito para sa mga Filipino-Australian artists dito at in general yung Filipino arts?
We need to, I think, emerge now. Sabi nga sa speech kanina, it's time. We need to reaffirm our parang belief in ourselves, you know, as a creative, as an artistic people, you know, and we need to empower ourselves to be visible, and this is an opportunity to do that, you know. I heard from the exhibition at Peacock Gallery, merong mga satellite events na mangyayari with the local artists, visual arts groups. So, sana magkaroon ng ganong opportunity sa iba-ibang mga lugar, no? Na to connect with your community, and then gumawa tayo ng mga events that would make our community visible.
Thank you very much, Alwin, and we'll see you again.
Maraming salamat ulit sa pagkakataon ito, at magandang hapon sa inyo lahat.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.